Jude, your rootstock trials research has a new site at Ori Lee's homestead. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about and what's going to take place there?
Yes, we have a grant funded by MAC, which is the multi-agency collaboration federal program, and they've decided to get involved in helping the United States battle the citrus greening problem. So with this particular grant, they funded paying for all of the trees for 12 rootstock trials, and it was over a two-year period, so we were supposed to plant 6 of the trials the first year and 6 of the trials the second year. They were delayed a bit in the nursery, so we still had 2 trials to plant, and we decided to use the Ori Lee Homestead site as a site for number 11 out of the 12 trials, and then we still have one more remaining trial to plant. So for me, it's very exciting because of all the things that have come from the Lee family, both financially and intellectually, to help the citrus industry. It's really nice to see something going back in the other direction to the Lee family. And they had some really tough decisions to make because their property is split. They have about 250 acres of citrus, and it's split. One area is around their homestead, but it's very lucrative property because of the expansion of Orlando. It's in the expansion zone, and so the acreage is worth a lot of money for development. And they were considering developing this property, and they have another piece of property that's about 8 miles out east on 192 going towards Hollow near Harmony, which is where their more lucrative citrus is grown, that they do much better there. So at this particular site at the homestead, they have a problem with the well water high pH problem and the bicarbonates that are in that water, which led to very poor tree performance, which is the reason they have so many trees that need to be reset. So they're bulldozing part of that grove out, and we're planning the trial on that property. And Mrs. Lee, Ori's wife, is still active mentally, so when she found out they were considering selling the property for development, she butted in and pushed them towards keeping it in citrus, which made me happy. But so they decided to keep it in citrus, and then we got this grant, so we're going to be able to give them 1,500 trees, and that covers 12 new rootstocks from UF and 12 from the USDA, developed by Kim Bowman's program over there. And the Scion is an orange that Ori helped me develop at the University of Florida called OLL8, which stands for Ori Lee Late. So that's pretty neat. And then the Thayer family, who has Southern Citrus Nurseries and MaxiJet, the MaxiJet company donated all the poly pipe and the irrigation assemblies for this trial. So for me, it's really cool to see something going in the other direction back to the Lee family because they've given so much of their heart and soul to our industry.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.